Report: Joe Biden official calls White House's Stone Manning nomination massive vetting failure. By Ashley Oliver on July 9, 2021. An official for President Joe Biden called the president's nomination of Tracy Stone Manning to lead the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, a massive vetting failure amid revelations about her past role in an eco-terrorism plot, according to a report from MSNBC on Friday. NBC News correspondent Josh Lederman told Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC's Morning Joe that while the White House has publicly stood by Stone Manning's nomination, an administration official told him her nomination was a massive vetting failure. Energy and Natural Resources Committee ranking member Senator John Barrasso, RY, who has been outspoken about his opposition to Stone Manning, shared a clip of the report Friday morning. A partial transcript is below. Brzezinski, Josh, you also have new reporting on a nomination battle for a key Interior Department post. Tell us about it. Lederman, that's right, Mika. Biden's nominee to run the Bureau of Land Management under growing scrutiny for her role in a tree-spiking plot in the early 1990s and early 1980s. Republican Senator John Barrasso accusing her of collaborating with eco-terrorists. Though the Biden administration, they are standing behind her nomination, with an Interior Department spokesperson telling us that she would be an important addition to the team. But a Biden administration official described this to me as a massive vetting failure by the White House to allow this nominee to go forward despite knowing the headache it would create. While Biden still has so many key vacancies across his administration to fill that are so critical to carrying out his agenda, Mika. As Breitbart News has reported on the tree-spiking case. In 1989, Stone Manning mailed a letter to the U.S. Forest Service on behalf of John P. Blunt, an individual in her circle of friends, crudely warning federal authorities that trees in Idaho's Clearwater National Forest that were scheduled to be cut down had been sabotaged with metal spikes to prevent them from being harvested. Tree spiking, as this form of sabotage is called, is both a crime and, according to the FBI's definition, an act of eco-terrorism that can be fatal to loggers or mill workers processing the spiked trees. After the Forest Service received the warning letter, Stone Manning and six other individuals in Missoula were the target of a 1989 grand jury investigation for which they were subpoenaed and required to submit fingerprints and hair samples. However, the 1989 grand jury did not uncover enough evidence to charge Blunt or anyone else with the crime. The case was not solved until Blunt's ex-girlfriend reported him to authorities 2 years later, and in doing so, also named Stone Manning as the person who mailed the letter for him. In exchange for immunity, Stone Manning testified in the 1993 trial against Blunt, who was convicted for the tree-spiking crime and sentenced to 17 months in prison. Former BLM acting director William Perry Pendley references interviews in which Stone Manning admits she did not come forward about her knowledge of Blunt's 1989 tree-spiking until her 1993 testimony. Stone Manning later filled out a questionnaire for her Senate confirmation hearing with inaccuracies related to the tree-spiking case. Barr also accused Stone Manning of covering for those eco-terrorists, setting back the investigation by years, adding in a statement to Breitbart News that she only cooperated with authorities when she was caught. The Biden nominee had her confirmation hearing before the Energy and Natural Resources Committee in June, but a committee vote for Stone Manning has not been scheduled. Committee Chairman Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, has remained silent on his position on the matter, as of most other Democrats. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.